broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, the good Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 12th in the year of our Lord 2020. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. By the way, a quick recap of yesterday's show. The good sheriff was with me again yesterday. He's doing a great job telling the tale of liberty everywhere he goes. The good sheriff takes a fall. Prayer request for Sheriff Richard Mack. He's doing all right, recovering nicely. We'll get an update on that in a second. We also talked about updates, from Maskless in Montana, an event going on this weekend. Maskless in Montana. We need maskless in the United States. I'll tell you that right now. Teacher shares clever mask hack to make wearing masks more comfortable. It gets the mask away from your face a little bit more like a, what do they call those, face shields or something like that. No lockdowns in Sweden, folks. Believe it or not, Sweden's one of the most safe areas now when it comes to the coronavirus. They say, we see no point to wearing a mask, not even on public transit. Amen to that reality check. They call it True the Votes. Montana governor getting sued for allowing universal mail-in voting, saying, hey, those folks aren't really absent. That's a lie. Mail-in voting, the custody of the ballots not secure or safe. The lawsuit goes on. True the Votes sues the governor of Montana. They ought to sue governors all across the country. Teen who fed Columbus police officers, working protests, I guess now, delivering meals to the Cleveland police as well. That's a good news story of good people doing good things. We talked about Donald Trump tells North Carolina NC rally. Border toll will fund the border wall. That's kind of a cool thing. Maybe the Mexicans will pay for it after all, at least those who travel across the border. Women accused of stealing a Make America Great Again hat from a 7-year-old, now charged with a hate crime. I agree they ought to be charged. You can't abuse 7-year-olds and you can't steal private property, their hat. At the same time, this hate crime stuff concerns the heck out of me. I don't think any crime is committed out of love. Do you? That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, the good sheriff continued with us. Well, actually, we dropped the good sheriff that hour. He was too busy doing other stuff. Anyway, Sam and Kirk carried on. We talked about, hey, the debt is a big second term issue for the president should he be reelected. McInerney, the press secretary for the president, doing a good job speaking out, saying debt is a big second term priority for President Donald Trump. We also talked about William Barr saying murders dropped 50% in Chicago thanks to President Trump's Operation Legend. Did you even know about that? I didn't think so. Woman who died in February, this is a true story, woman who died in February gets a letter just recently claiming that she was tested for COVID and that it was positive. Problem is she's been dead since February. What is up with that? Again, you can't trust the numbers, folks. That's the bottom line. You can't trust their agenda, can you? They get all kinds of cash when it goes COVID. Checklist for pro-lifers heading into the election, according to the Catholic Association. They compiled Donald Trump's accomplishments with regards to pro-life and faith, and man, it is tremendous. We dug into that yesterday. If you're interested, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, donate if you have the heart to help. Tennessee Bishop, abortion is no different from slavery. Well, the only difference, Bishop, is that slaves are at least alive, hoping to be free someday, whereas the, poor little babies murdered never have a chance at life. But I agree with the general point the bishop's making. Thousands gather in Rome to protest health dictatorship. Boy, we should be doing the same in our country, shouldn't we? I mean, these guys are just drunk with power, crazy with authority, aren't they? Wow, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It's still available on demand at livingliberty.net. It's free. Spread the word. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now. The good Sheriff Richard Mack with me. Welcome, sir.
Hey, good morning, Sam. It's great to be with you this beautiful Saturday morning.
It is a beautiful Saturday morning. The weather in Utah is perfect, sir. And by the way, how are you recovering from the fall? You doing all right?
Yeah, it's still definitely there. Have a hard time sleeping. The pain in my lower back is there, and also down my leg. My shoulder's doing a little bit better. And I've postponed going to the doctor, but I'll probably do that Monday just to make sure everything is okay. I'd really like to get an MRI. I don't believe there's anything broken, but there's definitely some problems with my lower back and leg.
US MRI is the best place to go. Probably cost you $500 if you pay cash.
Yeah, well, it's probably going to have to happen.
Anyway, that's just a guess. I don't know much about it, except for I've had a few of those suckers lately. So,
but
I did
do a little video. Actually, it's video, but we're only sending the audio to the people in Montana. And I started it out with a little background music, just like you do at every commercial, Meet Me in Montana. And I apologize that I wasn't able to meet them in Montana. So, anyway, one of my favorite country western songs, and it's done by Seals and Marie Osmond.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I did that, and had Kelly here, who you know very well, and we did several different videos, and one was for a group of pastors, because there's a lot of pastors in America who have come on board with the CSPOA, and Sam, we totally...
It's Dan Seals, by the way.
Dan Seals?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you. And we really believe that the best solution for America is not just a constitutional sheriff, but it's having the pastors of America, the Black Robe Regiment, if you will, join us in this holy cause of liberty, because we absolutely believe that the church has a key role in restoring liberty to America. So,
I agree. What you really need, if you want to just get, you know, super blunt about it, is what you got to have is you got to have a black robed regiment kind of a pastor leader, mm-hmm. in addition with patriotic religious people represented by an elected constitutional sheriff. When you get that stuff done, you've got a county that can really stand for the sacred cause.
Well, yeah, and where's the best place of refuge? And of course, it's the church, but it's also being one of the principles of liberty that has been abused since this supposed pandemic has started. And so we're proud to be working with the sheriffs, yes, but we're grateful to the good Lord for the pastors who want to come on board and have seen this solution and want to be a part of it. And we're, yes, absolutely, our arms are open to them, and we want them. We want them, and we need them. And anyway, the videos we did yesterday were fantastic, and the one we did for a pastor's Zoom meeting next week we just knocked it out of the park. In fact,
I might add.
I'll have to send you a copy. Well, it just really rolled this time. It just felt perfect, and we believe that the hand of the Lord is with us on this, and we've been praying for this, and the September 30th event is really coming around. I'm just reading a note from Sheriff Chuck Jenkins in Maryland, how he is coming to the event. He was the one, I think I told you yesterday, that he said, I know it's late notice, but I'm going to move my schedule around, and I will be there. And That's really the Minuteman type attitude that we need for this event. We certainly appreciate the sheriffs that are being so committed to this that they're willing to move their schedule and get there. And, you know, as you know, I got interviewed by a man by the name of Robert David Steele. He's former CIA. He sees how important this meeting is, and no one had to tell him that. He saw it for his own. He's really helped us too. And I did another interview with him yesterday. It was a lot shorter than the one I had done with him when I was at Lucy's house. But, you know, the work of the Lord is moving forward, and this meeting and the CSPOA are just being fantastic. It's just miracles. Miracles are happening. And originally I reserved 20 rooms at the Hilton Garden Inn. The other, the sheriffs there in Virginia had scheduled, of course, as you know, they're the ones that planned this meeting, and they scheduled the Fairfield Inn. But because I knew we were going to need a lot of extra rooms, I reserved rooms at the Hilton, and we've had to go from 20 rooms up to 30 rooms because of all the people that we're trying to help financially to.
And you can expect more because I'm working on sending out to all 3,000 sheriffs the flyer promoting the event as well.
Oh, yeah. So that list was okay then.
I'm working on it. Liberty Roundtable Live. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, the good sheriff, on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a Friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
Yeah, baby, it's all about the power of love, right? Isn't that what it's about, ladies and gentlemen? Or is it about meeting me in Montana? All I know is meet me for the sacred cause of liberty on the radio every day, 6 days a week. On the Sabbath, we rest, ladies and gentlemen. Dan Seals, Marie Osmond doing a phenomenal job there, by the way. And not only that, I guess Marie Osmond bailed from that one whacked out show she was doing talk radio on. Maybe we got to have her do some real talk, huh, Sheriff?
Well, it was talk TV, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe she could jump on talk radio and maybe she could go ahead and come to the Sheriff's event, you know?
You know, I've met her several times, and especially while we were while I worked for Provo PD, and I was pretty good friends with Donnie. I've been in his home and been to parties with him and stuff that were pretty fun. And I stole one of his purple socks once, and then I think somebody stole them from me. I don't know, but anyway, I've been pretty close with the Osmonds, and they're really good people. I always thought she was kind of a spoiled brat, but she wasn't nearly as friendly as Wayne and Donnie. And Donnie and I've had several experiences together, and I can honestly call him friend. But the Osmonds together have done some tremendous work, and I've always liked their music, and I've loved their story, and the movie that they made for television about the Osmonds' life and their family and whatnot was amazing. But I was really glad to see her leave that show. I just don't think it was for her. I don't think she fit. And the other people on the show just don't share the values of Marie Osmond and her family.
I agree with that. You know, the interesting thing about the Osmonds, too, is that, you know, several of the Osmonds are quite successful. And they may not be as successful as Donnie and Marie, because Donnie and Marie had a huge run in Vegas. They were also, when I was a little kid, on TV every night. I mean, they were prime time, baby. And, yeah. And that's kind of how they got so famous. But there's a lot of other Osmonds, not only counting brothers and sisters, but then children and grandchildren that are quite successful in their own right. And several of them I've been involved with in certain ways, with the school that our kids go to and a variety of other things, where it's just they do some tremendous, tremendous work. And they've always managed to hold on to some degree of stardom, but also hold on to their faith and hold on to their morals and stuff like that. I'm not telling you they're perfect, so I don't want anybody calling me saying, well, you know about this. And look, they're not perfect people, but they're amazingly true to their beliefs people, and they're amazingly resilient as well. I mean, Donnie Osmond, you know, that guy is, how old is he? He's between my age and your age, right?
Yes, he is. He's about 60.
Anyway, and I went last year right before they closed out their Vegas show. So Donnie Murray did a Vegas show for years. And I'm telling you right now, we went to that last year, and it was incredible. And that dude's got some energy, man. For an old man, he tears it up, buddy.
Yeah, he does.
I'm telling you right now, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So anyway, I like them quite a bit, and I've liked them ever since I've been a little kid watching them on TV in the 70s and stuff like that. I mean, I was really little, but I just totally, totally remember it. Anyway, just iconic people doing a great job. And, you know, I bring that up because I wish there was more people of faith and more people that had values in some of these positions, because they could make a tremendous difference. I look at a Kanye West promoting Christian values. You know what? No doubt he's far from perfect. But I look at Donnie and Marie Osmond there's several people who have really made quite a bit of difference by being willing to stand up, and it doesn't really take much. Ted Nugent, far from perfect, but another one. Charlie Daniels, far from perfect. Now he's passed away, but another one. You know, there's a few that are really willing to stand up and make a difference. And man, just imagine if there was more.
Yeah, I do. And I've met Charlie Daniels before too, and great man, very, very spiritual, religious man. I totally agree with you. Of course, you and I both are friends with Ted Nugent, and I never thought that would happen. I did not even really know his name growing up, but I did ban my kids from his music. It was just too extreme for me. It was just too heavy metal. And
Daniels?
No, Ted Nugent.
Oh, Ted Nugent, yeah.
Yeah, my son, Rich.
Well, a lot of Ted Nugent's lyrics aren't very good either and stuff like that, you know. I understand, but at least he attributes things to God openly.
Yes.
At least he really stands against drinking and doing drugs. He always has.
Yes.
And, you know, so you got to say, you know, for his position and circumstances, that's, you know, pretty good. He also does a lot of philanthropy work that people don't really give Ted Nugent any credit for. You know, he has I can't remember what it's called right now, but it's like the meat hunt or whatever, and he gives meat to needy people and to children and stuff like that for food, and I mean, he has a big program, and nobody gives Ted Nugent credit for a lot of that philanthropy work that he does. And there's a lot of money that he's involved in regarding that, too. He puts his money where his mouth is, man. He really does.
Yeah, and you know, I've been with him on several different events, and he is. He's a good man. He's a good person. And I'm sure he and I don't agree on everything, but he's a good person. And he's fair and honest, and does he love to hunt.
And amen to that.
And I don't. I've never hunted in my life, and so he and I are very different on that. However, I have nothing against hunting. It just never was my cup of tea, and my dad didn't do it, and besides, I was too busy with sports.
But you've been known to eat a big old burger, though.
Man, I'll tell you what. we had a good burger this week. Well, first at your home, and then Don and I tried a smash burger, and boy, that's a good burger.
Yeah, it's a good burger. There's no doubt about it. You know, at my house, my father, for years and years and years and years and years, for Labor Day, had a barbecue, and so after he passed away, the tradition died, and then we decided several years ago to pick that back up and carry on that tradition.
Sure.
And we called ours Meat Fest, and so it's like Meat Fest 4.0 now, and now we're going to be on 5.0, and we usually do something for the kids. Last year, we had a dunk tank, and so different people got dunked, and the kids loved that, and then this year, we had a big old blow-up slide kind of a thing for the little kids, and you know, we all eat and talk and don't wear masks, and it's phenomenal. I know they'll probably try to arrest us next year or whatever, but hey, we'll just keep on the tradition, man. Speaking of traditions, 9/11 was a sad day yesterday, but what I'm kind of having a problem with, Sheriff, is they keep rehashing the propaganda from the mainstream press about that day, and they keep rehashing this negative side, like all these people died, and I get that. I understand. Man, I don't like these days that we kind of celebrate in, do you call it celebrate in effigy? I don't know what you call the thing, but it's almost morbid, sir. I mean, I understand what they're trying to do, but they're over the top. It's misguided.
Well, specifically, what are you referring to?
Well, they just say, hey, 3,000 people died and the cops this and the cops that. But if you're not going to mention that, you know what, this was a false flag. What I mean by that is this was government involved with somebody somewhere. This just didn't randomly happen. There were pre-explosives set in the building, or explosives, you know, pre-planted and positioned in the building. And I mean, there's no way to ignore the government hand in this. Shadow government, maybe. Rogue elements in government for sure. But, and I'm not saying the mainstream press or your next door neighbor did it. I'm just saying they're not copping to the truth on this one at all. And it led us to a war as well, Osama bin Laden and other, to where, you know what, we're going to celebrate this day and say we're so sorry for the fallen. But if we're not going to document the truth and expose and bring out the truth and shine the light on what really happened so it never happens again, what good have we done? We just every year act like we got our tear in our beer for the fallen, but yet we never come to the knowledge of the truth and never bring the light to make sure that it doesn't happen again. All we're waiting for is the next false flag while we half celebrate the last one almost.
Oh, yeah.
Am I crazy?
Yeah, I understand. Because I've maintained, and I've said on your show, that I personally have not investigated it enough to really make any conclusions that it wasn't as it was presented. However, I will say emphatically, and I have said this on Hardball with Chris Matthews, and I was on his show, and he asked me about it, you know, truther or whatever it is, you know, whatever they try to brand anybody that tries to.
You're one of them truthers, my friend.
Yeah, you're one of those truths. But I will say it was not investigated properly. In fact, probably not even at all.
Well, and I don't know exactly what happened that day, but I do know a few things about that day. Number one, it's not as we've been told.
No.
Liberty Roundtable Live with Sam Bushman and the good Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A man was arrested on arson charges for setting a fire earlier this week in Southern Oregon. 41-year-old Michael Bacala faces two counts of arson and multiple counts of criminal mischief and reckless endangerment. Residents called 911 Tuesday after seeing a man light a fire behind their home. The law arrived to find Bacala standing close to a very large fire threatening several homes. That fire eventually merged with the Almeda fire that began hours earlier. Bacala might also face murder charges. The arrest comes as a half million Oregonians flee wildfires. Libby and Emma Gillespie are among them. They told ABC News they left quick.
I mean, I still have my swimsuit on. I sat in the pool that day, you know.
You literally left in a swimsuit.
In a swimsuit, you know, the kids had their pajamas. Half of them didn't have shoes on.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The nation's top infectious disease expert says it could be the end of 2021 before we return to life as we knew it before COVID. He adds a vaccine will help, but there are caveats. USA Radio's Tim Berg has that.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC a COVID-19 vaccine has to be approved by an independent committee called the Data and Safety Monitoring Board.
They have nothing to do with the company. They have nothing to do with the FDA. They're an independent group. And they look at the data intermittently to determine, A, is there any safety problem? And B, does it actually work?
The niece of Osama bin Laden wrote a letter of support to the U.S. on the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Noor bin Laden says that she has privately grieved with Americans for the lives lost. The New York Post reports that she has stressed that her feelings and values are, quote, diametrically opposed to the name that she bears. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, so we're talking a little bit about 9/11, and all I'm telling you is this. We know a few things about 9/11. Number one, we know the timelines between what the government claims and what really happened do not match. That is a very, very serious, serious factoid that they struggle to deal with. The second thing we know is this. The physicist Stephen Jones from Brigham Young University literally spoke up about this and said, hey, man, that building did not fall as they claim. It is not physically possible. And he specifically is talking about Building 7, where, you know what, it wasn't even hit by planes or anything else. It was supposedly because of fires or whatever else, and then, you know, it just crumbled. There's never been a building that's failed like that before. And he says it isn't, as you're told, based on, you know, the math of physics and the laws of physics, it didn't fall the way they say it did. Now, the guy has no reason to jump into this conspiracy. Zero. He was a professor. He was doing well. He could have kept his mouth shut. He literally eventually had to leave his job over this. And I look at a thing like that and I say, that's a different kind of witness, Sheriff. That's a different kind of discussion. And so, you know what? I don't know exactly what happened on that day.
Yeah.
But I know that we haven't been given the true reality on that day either. And all I'm saying is if every year we're going to make a big deal in 9/11, the president's going to speak and thank those of 93 who fought back. And those are good things. And don't get me wrong. We don't want to forget. But what are we remembering? Are we remembering that the United States got snookered? and the terrorists got the upper hand? Are we remembering that we got into a false war based on false pretenses relating thereto? Are we remembering those who are fallen? Are we doing anything to prevent it from happening again? Are we really digging into the real story and getting to the bottom of it as Americans should do, shedding the light on the reality here? And so all I'm telling you is I don't know the story, but I know Glenn Beck came out and said anybody who believes in 9/11 not being the official story is a conspiracy nut. They're a truther. And truthers are willing to do anything to destroy the country, even work with Al-Qaeda to destroy the country.
No, brother.
Okay, this guy's off his rocker.
Yeah.
And when people go to those kinds of lengths to defend the official story, like firing a professor who says, hey, I'm a physics professor, and this didn't happen the way they say it did, the guy gets fired. Guys like me say, I don't know exactly what happened, Sheriff. And I'm not even making all kinds of conspiracy claims. But there's a couple of facts that I just can't abide with. I just don't agree. Okay, then they say, you know, hey, you're willing to work with Al-Qaeda to destroy the country, mocking us because we're truthers? If the story is as legitimate as they say, why don't they invite scrutiny? Why create a label to mock us, manipulate us, and and marginalize us? If their story is true, they don't need all that, sir. And so that's one of the biggest reasons that makes me go, wait a minute, Stephen Jones gets fired? The timeline doesn't match? There's just something wrong here. Now, Joel Skousen, believe it or not, in his World Affairs Brief, this week writes a big old article on this, highlighting a lot of the other anomalies. For example, VIN numbers on planes were changed or not the same, and weird used in other scenarios that are very strange. And, you know, there's a lot of investigative details that have been dug up on that that make you go, man, something just isn't right. Something just is not right about that. Do you know who Jamie McIntyre is, Sheriff?
No.
Jamie McIntyre was the senior CNN correspondent for the Pentagon, okay?
Oh, okay.
That guy's a trustworthy guy, right?
I guess. I don't...
Not really, right? I mean, that's the reality that we face. Not really. I don't know that you can even trust the guy. But anyway, all I'm telling you is he literally at first said, hey, I'm on scene at the Pentagon. There's a hole so big, I just don't see what the heck happened here. The hole's not even big enough for the plane to go through, but it's so big it can't just be a little remote-controlled drone or something, but it's not big enough for the plane. I don't see any parts around. He's investigating this thing live, like right after it happened. He's like, you know what? There's nothing even big enough to... I mean, everything could fit in your hand. There's no fuselage. There's nothing. That's what he said the first time when he went there live. Then later he was on Kira, whatever her name is, and he basically said, oh, yeah, I saw the fuselage. I saw everything. Well, that contradiction in the story is enough to go, you know what? This deserves an open investigation. So I don't point to a bunch of conspiracy theories, but I point to some reality. When the timelines from the government don't match, when you know that some airplane VIN numbers aren't the way they seem, meaning that they're appearing in other strange places, when the chief correspondent for CNN, a senior correspondent for the Pentagon. This guy's no fluke in terms of getting it right, getting the story. Literally 180 degrees contradicts his own story. When Stephen Jones says this did not come down as they're claiming, it's not true. It's never happened in history.
Well, and Stephen Jones wasn't the only one that said that either.
Right, but he was one of the guys that gave up his job who had the greatest credentials on the mathematics behind it and on the physics. Anyway, you look at that and you go, I don't know what happened, Sheriff, and I'm not claiming that I do. But for me to question it and say, I don't trust what we're being told, and then for Glenn Beck to say, hey, you're a truther. You're willing to work with Al-Qaeda to destroy the country. It's like, wait, hold on a minute, people. What have I said and done by not trusting the official story, but holding on to some of these things that are not conspiracy theory, they're facts? What have I done to betray the country? What have I done to not, in fact, my position is probably the most honorable position that you could take. I don't want to celebrate a mockery. I don't want to have my tear in my beer every year with no solutions. I do want to do all that I can to make sure that this never happens again. I do realize that as long as we don't tell the truth on this, we've let whoever the terrorists are have the upper hand because they're getting away with literally murder. I bring it up and say I don't believe in the official story because of the factual inconsistencies, and they say you're a conspiracy whacked out truther. And I go, wait a minute, hold on, why am I being attacked? All I'm saying is, hey, this professor, you can't ignore his expertise, and you can't ignore that he has no motive. Why would he give up his job unless he says, I just can't lie about this, and I won't for my job? What other motive does Stephen Jones have? Now, you can also look at the 9/11 professionals who have spoke out about this from all kinds of walks of life. You can look at the inconsistencies that I brought up and say, you know what? Something is wrong here. And so I bring this all up to say, why am I being attacked, Sheriff? What have I done and said? I haven't delved into big old conspiracies. I've just told you that Jamie McIntyre's testimony on TV to the public does not match. One live on the scene and then two later with Kira, whatever her name was. I'd have to look it up. But what have I done? Except for point out some factual inconsistencies. I don't know what happened, and I'm not claiming that I do.
Yeah.
But yet I'm being attacked?
I thought also when all this went down.
It's Kira Phillips, by the way. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I probably had the biggest problem with the Pentagon because the security video that was released of the supposed plane that hit didn't look like a plane at all. And then they actually came out and said, well, where's people in the media even asked, where's the remains of the plane that hit the Pentagon? And they actually and literally said it completely disintegrated. In other words, that plane turned to dust.
Well, if that's true, then how does Jamie McIntyre go on Kara Phillips and say he saw the fuselage and saw all the different parts? Possible, man.
There's no way that it turned to dust. No way. And if you look at it on their security video, you can't make out a plane at all right before it hit. And you would think at the Pentagon there would be all sorts of security footage available to see that plane approaching, to see it actually entering the Pentagon. But there's none of that. And at one time, the video or the photograph of the hole made in the Pentagon didn't match up, and so they re-released that later. And no, I didn't trust that one at all, and I still don't. I just want to know the truth. And okay, somebody explain to me how a plane can completely disintegrate, because I don't believe that's possible. The engine would not have been, and the tail of the plane would not have disintegrated. It would have been the last thing to enter the building, and it wouldn't have. But and again, I don't know either, and I don't know science or physics, but I do know some common sense, and I've seen some plane wrecks before, and I've actually investigated them on scene, and it doesn't make me an expert, and I'm not an expert, but I've had some experience with it, and I just do not believe what they said was the truth. But I'm willing to sit down and have them explain it to me.
Well, and I'll say this, though. Even the NIST report on this from the government, they never really addressed Building 7 properly either. How come? You got to wonder, folks. You can't trust them. I'll tell you that right now.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Transport back in time to our nation's founding at the Freedom's Light Festival. Visit with freedom fighters, colonial artisans, music, contests, prizes, over 35 activities for the whole family. Schedule a school field trip and fulfill the federal requirement to teach the Constitution. Can you crack the spy codes used to win the Revolutionary War? Take home a founding document printed on the exact replica Isaiah Thomas used for the first Declaration of Independence. Register and compete in the Constitution Bowl. Join us September 17th through the 19th. Register at freedomslight.us. freedomslight.us. This event is completely free. Now more than ever, we need to ensure Freedom's Light is not extinguished. Let's keep this light shining in the hearts and minds of our children. freedomslight.us. That's freedomslight.us.
All right, there's another serious anomaly that you need to know about 9/11. Again, this is factual information I'm pointing to, ladies and gentlemen. Zero conspiracy in the mix. Ron Paul, on the record as a congressman, pointed to the Saudi Arabia government for funding the hijackers' training in San Diego. So Saudi Arabia funded and trained these hijackers in the United States. So the United States and Saudi Arabia are literally funded and trained these people. And no one's pointing the finger at Saudi Arabia, really, except for Ron Paul, saying, you know what, why don't we investigate there? Nothing being done, just go after Osama bin Laden and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We got in a phony war over it and everything else. But, hey, why would you not investigate that lead? You got to follow the money. We've always been taught that, Sheriff. And they literally laughed and mocked Ron Paul. But then later they've had to admit that, yes, most of the hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. And yes, Saudi Arabia did fund this, and the United States trained them with the funding from Saudi Arabia. And you go, that's some strange brew right there. What on earth is going on with that? I don't know. I just know that you can't ignore the facts that, hey, they did fund it, and it is very strange. And no one literally focused on that trail, not only of money, but of ties either. How come?
Well, yeah, I knew that Ron Paul had been actively looking at some of that and questioning some of it, just like he has forever in government problems. But the thing that concerned me, not the most, but it definitely concerned me, the politics behind it, and that is it brought George Bush to the forefront. Made him a hero for the first year. Right afterwards, his approval rating was like skyrocketing, but it was too far away from his next election to really have an impact for him politically. But this is what bothered me, still does to this day. Again, just as the pandemic is being used to foment public policy, the fear mongering subsequent to the Twin Towers and the terrorist attacks were used to create more onerous legislation, the Patriot Act. And because of people's fears, it just flew through. But this time, it was the Democrats opposing it because it was a Republican brainchild. And it created more government power, more government mandates, and more government monitoring and electronic monitoring of citizens. And of course, they promised us that it wouldn't do that. And that's exactly what they said. It will not be used for domestic purposes. Yes,
well, and a lot of this enemy combatant viewpoint that we have now, a lot of the Patriot Act, a lot of the what they call lone wolf attack scenarios, a lot of the terms that now the Southern Poverty Law Center in bed with government is using all go back to this core that the Republicans pushed for and got on the fears of 9/11. And so when you go to war with the wrong people over it, when you ignore the ties to Saudi Arabia, when you push the Patriot Act on the American people, when you create a whole new government entity, so you go to war, you create a new government entity, you cover up the tracks, you do it, at some point you got to say there's enough dots here that we can't ignore this. I bring that up and blatantly admit that I don't know what's going on, but I know that I smell a rat. And then guys are going, oh, man, you're just a conspiracy nut. You're a whacked out truther. What are you talking about? Literally thousands of experts considered 9/11 truthers now have spoke up and put their names and their careers and their professionality on the line over this stuff, saying it isn't as we've been told. It isn't true. And so the reason that I bring this whole thing up, Sheriff, is because are we going to celebrate every year and give speeches about how we care so much, but yet not be really willing to dig into the answers, not really be willing to get to the bottom of the truth and expose it for what it is and hold accountability where it needs be? Are we going to really do that every year for how long? For the rest of my life?
Yeah, it's not going to change. That's going to remain the same.
Well, then I'm telling you right now, heaven help the country.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you why. Ready?
For sure.
Listen to this. Here's why. Now the congressional GOP to the Justice Department, please investigate those behind the destructive city violence across America. Rand Paul, senator leading the charge, here's what he says. Investigation needed to trace the money given to Black Lives Matters and Antifa and other groups to fund the fomenting of violence across the country. So if we're not going to get to the bottom of 9/11, sir, you're not going to get to the bottom of that either, are you?
No.
And if you're not going to get to the bottom of that, then you're going to allow secret combinations to be above the people. And when it happens again and again and again and again and again, you're just going to let us be abused and terrorized by deep state government, whether it's the United States, whether it's around the world, whether it's foreign governments being protected by rogue agents in our government, I don't know. But if we're not going to get to the bottom of the riots in our cities today, we're not going to get to the bottom of 9/11 or Oklahoma City bombing or any of these things, then you know what? What's next, Sheriff? As long as they continue to get away with it, no one goes to prison, no one has capital punishment, whatever you want to say, no one has accountability, they're just going to keep playing us for suckers and keep abusing the poor, innocent citizens of America who will continue to trade their liberty for security, and they'll wind up with neither, sir.
Yeah, and we're seeing that again with the pandemic. The fear-mongering, the misinformation, the contradictions, the flat-out lies, as you alluded to earlier, the dead person tested positive for coronavirus, and now it extends into voting. The pandemic is used to foment easy manipulated votes and ballots, and yeah, there you go. Here we are again, and of course, if you oppose that, then again, you're a nut, you're a fruitcake, and even a racist. You're a racist because you want the voting to be counted better and accountable and verified, and the integrity of the voting. They want it. A lot of us are very concerned about it, and now they give this history of voting fraud, but yet nobody will do anything about it. No, you know, there have been investigations. Thousands of people have actually been arrested for voter fraud in this country, but it never changes. Doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter because it's...
Well, and I believe the same thing's true with the 9/11 issue. We know the truth. We know that evil people attacked our country and literally got away with it, even though there's abundant evidence that the media and our government is covering it up. We know that much.
Yeah.
But there's no accountability or repercussions for that. We know that George Soros, that Antifa, that BLM, Black Lives Matter, the Democratic Party, who knows who where, we know that they've been funding and promoting violence across the country too. But again, there's no accountability. We know that although they say Donald Trump's in bed with the Russians, that the truth is Hillary made a uranium deal with the Russians. And we know that she has a server of email that she literally, violated the law on. Zero accountability for any of it. We know that Jeffrey Epstein had incredible unique ties to sexual perverts and no accountability there either. Okay, folks, until we get to the bottom of some of these things and shed the light and create accountability, we've allowed too many secret combinations to get above us, and we're just waiting for the next shoe to fall. And I don't mean to be so negative about America, but I do mean to be reality. You can't let this stuff continue to get above you and without creating the shed of, you know, putting light on this and accountability. You can't continue to let this happen and just ignore it and bury your head in the sand and pretend it's not happening. What's next after masks, Sheriff? You got to wear your mask. If you don't wear your mask, you're what's next?
I've wondered what that is, too, and I don't think you have to wonder anymore. After the mask, the social engineering in placing masks on the entire country, or the attempt to do so, is to get us ready for the vaccination. And even the states, even as crazy as Governor Northam is in Virginia, he's even pulled back from his comments of that everybody needs to be mandated to take the vaccination. So, yeah, but that is what's next. Nope.
And how will they force us to take it? I don't think they'll hold us down and force us. I think what they'll do is they'll tie it to some social interaction, like going to school or going to church, going to work, or
going to
stores or some economic transactions. They won't literally force you and hold you down and give you the jab. They'll just make it almost impossible not to take it via their social engineering.
But, Sam, you know what's really scary about all of that is how they're going to document whether you've had it or not. That really scares me. Because how in the world would you be able to verify if you've had a vaccination? Come on. And so I literally believe that's going to be part of the horrible part of it. And they're going to, I think they're going to microchip you or you're at least going to have some sort of physical documentation of it. And where's the best place to put that? Inside you, you know, and maybe I'm conspiratorial there, and maybe I'm off my rocker there, but I just don't see how they're going to be able to, okay, maybe they give you just a little credit card thing. Well, people forget that. You know, how are you going to prove that people have been vaccinated? How are they going to prove it? What are they going to accept as evidence that you've been vaccinated? And then, like you alluded to, what are they going to do with the people who refuse to get it? And I believe that is absolutely true. I don't think a group of four or five people are going to come to every door. I don't think they have the manpower to do that. But they do have the ability to completely shut you down. You can't go anywhere. You can't. I mean, I believe that you won't even be able to go buy gas without showing that you've been vaccinated.
I also think right now the American people, cops and whoever else could enforce this, don't have the stomach for it, and they know it.
Right.
Until they bring in foreign troops that don't care, and they're just not able to do that yet.
No.
The cops and the first responders and the military or whoever else could force this, they don't have the stomach for it. They'll revolt. They know that. And so what they'll do is they'll tie it to something economically. Sheriff, you've got to prove this. And how they'll tie it, I don't know if they'll tie it to a new digital currency. I don't know if we're looking at a financial reset and they'll create a jubilee. I don't know where they're going exactly because I'm not on the inside. But I know this, they're taking it to huge levels. Let me give you an example. You ready for the latest one?
Go.
There's a new study out that says that what you got to do in public places, even with your mask on, is whisper. Because if you whisper, Sheriff, you won't spew as many particles, and the particles won't go as far. And the best way you can prevent corona from spreading in addition to a mask is for you to start to whisper in public places, my friend. Keep your voice down. Pipe down, Sheriff.
I can't hear people at the counter at the store, even if they don't whisper.
Pipe down, Sheriff. Pipe down, Sheriff. Pipe down, Sheriff. It's crazy. But believe it or not, you go look it up on the internet. That's their latest tactic. A new study says you got to whisper. I mean, it is whacked out. The muzzling of America. Hang tight. Hour one of the can. Hour two coming up. I'm Sam Bushman. I got the good Sheriff Richard back with me. CSPOA.org. LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States. of America.